Let's bow our heads as we prepare for the teaching of God's Word. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time and opportunity that you've given us. We pray, Lord, that we might redeem the time, buy up the time, take every opportunity to hear Bible doctrine, because the days are evil. Continue to help us stand in the evil day with the full armor of God. Help us to continue to grow in grace. I pray that you might give us concentration this morning. I pray that we might receive the Word of God with positive volition and sanctify us through your truth, because your Word is truth. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. Jeremiah 1, 8. And as we saw last week, we are in the introduction to the book of Jeremiah as far as the opening verses. And here we have the call and commission of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah offered the excuse of his youth as a reason why he couldn't do what God called him to do. And it's similar in nature to Moses' excuse, in the sense that Moses had five excuses. Jeremiah also had an excuse, looking at his human limitations. In verse 6, he says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." And then the Lord responded and said, in verse 7, "Do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak." And then in verse 8, he says, "Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you, to deliver you, saith the Lord." And there's several other times in the Word of God when God tells his prophets and ministers and communicators of truth to not be afraid. And just an example, he told Joshua before he went into battle to not be afraid. And he says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." And then on the premise of that, as the Word of God permeates the soul of Joshua, and as it becomes his thinking, he meditates in it day and night, then he tells him to be of good courage. In verse 9, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and of a good courage, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." It's interesting that the abiding presence of God is the same confidence that God gave Jeremiah as he did Joshua. The Lord will never leave us or forsake us. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not." Why? "For I am with you." Again, we all need to fear because of the abiding presence of the Lord. "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then in the New Testament, we know the reflection back on the Moses as he left Egypt. And he, in the